for Anne. Then I watched while the Lamb broke open the first of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures cry out in a voice like thunder, "Come forward." I looked, and there was a white horse, and its rider had a bow. He was given a crown, and he rode forth victorious to further his victories. Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Introduction. No Way Home. This book is about the aftermath of the 2008 global financial crisis and efforts by central banks, first to prevent a complete collapse of capital markets, later to revive self-sustaining growth, then finally to withdraw from continual policy intervention. It also warns that the crisis never really ended and offers a path to preserve wealth in the next phase. Like the Odyssey, this 10-year journey cannot be understood without reference to the struggle that preceded it. We consider the before, the after, and the future of the greatest financial crisis since the Great Depression. In Homer's epic poem, The Odyssey, Scylla and Charybdis confront the hero, Odysseus, sailing home after the Trojan War. Scylla and Charybdis were the most feared women of Greek mythology. They lived in caves, a bow shot apart on each side of a narrow strait. Although female in nature, they were monsters. Scylla had six heads. Each mouth had rows of razor-sharp teeth that made the shark and jaws seem tame. Her waist was shrouded with heads of banged dogs. She swam and walked on 12 snaky legs and devoured all within reach. Less is known about the look of Charybdis, yet her powers were as daunting as Scylla's. Three times a day, Poseidon's daughter would swallow the sea and spew it out, creating a whirlpool fatal to ships and sailors. Odysseus is faced with a terrible choice. He must guide his vessel through the strait. Avoiding one peril needs put him in reach of the other. Odysseus orders the crew to steer clear of Charybdis, taking his chances with Scylla. He reasons that a whirlpool portends complete loss, while Scylla is a more selective threat, an ancient exercise in risk management. The gamble pays off. Scylla devours six of the crew. Still, Odysseus and the remnants survive, their vessel intact, to continue their journey home to Ithaca. This hero's dilemma, known in modern idiom as being between Scylla and Charybdis, is a perfect metaphor for the state of the global economy today and the choices confronting policymakers. Odysseus could coolly calculate his choice based on the nature of the horrors he confronted. Policymakers face similar tough choices now, with no way to gauge which is worse. The history of central bank policy since 2008 is an odyssey back to normalized interest rates and balance sheets. In the original Odyssey, the hero eventually arrives home despite the dangers. In 2019, central bankers are still wandering, their travels far from over. This 21st century central bank Odyssey was preceded by its own version of the Trojan War. In 2000, Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan faced four challenges in quick succession that caused near deflation. The first was the bursting of the dot-com stock bubble, beginning in March 2000. Second was a cyclical recession beginning in the United States in March 2001, part of a global slowdown in developed economies. Third were the 9/11 attacks, which in addition to their historic geopolitical consequences, caused $40 billion in insurance losses and a one-day 7.1% stock market decline. This decline followed the longest trading suspension, September 11th to 14th, 2001, since 1933. Finally, China's accession to full WTO membership in December 2001 opened world markets to the greatest agglomeration of cheap labor and abundant capital in history. China's emergence put downward pressure on prices that has not abated. The result was a flirtation with deflation, a central banker's worst nightmare. The Consumer Price Index, or CPI, rose 1.55% in 2001, the lowest reading since 1986 and before that 1964. After a slight increase to 2.38% in 2002, the CPI dipped again to 1.88% in 2003. In response, the annualized Fed funds effective rate plunged from 6% in January 2001 to 1.8% by the end of that year. Greenspan then held the Fed funds effective rate below 2% until November 2004 in an effort to slay the deflation dragon. Deflation is a central banker's greatest fear because it increases the real value of debt, which leads to defaults that jeopardize bank solvency.